Welcome. I'm Deacon Rahim Nase, and this is the Gospel Reflection for Friday, September 27th, the Memorial of St. Vincent de Paul. In today's Gospel, Jesus asks a question that requires us to answer from our hearts. Who do you say that I am? A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once, when Jesus was praying in solitude, and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." The Gospel of the Lord. Encountering Christ. Jesus is praying, followed by an important conversation with his disciples about his true identity. Peter's declaration of Jesus as the Messiah and Jesus' prediction of his own suffering, death, and resurrection give us a deeper insight into what it means to follow him. Let's dive into this passage together and see what it means for us today. Key points to consider. First, the importance of prayer. The passage starts with Jesus in prayer. This shows us just how vital prayer is. Jesus made time to be with the Father, especially before big moments. Prayer helps us connect with God and understand his will for us. Think about it. How often do we find quiet time to pray and really listen to God? Are we making space to let God guide us in our daily lives? Or does our prayer go in one direction, from me to him, instead of it being God to me? Second point, the identity of Jesus. When Jesus asks, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter replies, "You are the Christ of God." This is a big deal. Recognizing Jesus as the Messiah changes everything. Think about it. Who is Jesus to you personally? Do you see him as a savior in your everyday life? And does this belief influence how you live? Or do I make him the God of my own image and likeness? Third, the path of suffering and sacrifice leads to the resurrection. In three instances, Jesus tells his disciples that he will suffer, be rejected, die, and rise again. This shows that following Jesus isn't always easy. It often means facing challenges and making sacrifices. Think about it. Are we ready to take on the hardships that come with being a follower of Christ? Do we realize that true joy and life often come through our struggles and sacrifices? Or do I wish to take the easier path? Action for the day. How to live as a witness of Christ. First, your prayer life. Make prayer a regular part of your day. Find a time that works for you, whether it's in the morning, during a break, or before bed, or in the car. This connection with God will give you the strength and clarity you need. Second, confess and share your faith. Don't be afraid to share who Jesus is to you. Talk about your faith with friends and family, and let your actions reflect your belief in him. Show love, kindness, and integrity in all that you do. Finally, embracing your cross. Learn to humbly accept the difficulties and sacrifices that come your way. Whether it's personal struggles or ways you can help others, see these as a way to grow closer to Jesus. Remember, through these challenges, we find deeper faith and new life. By incorporating these practices into our lives, we become better witnesses to Christ, showing his love and his truth to those around us. Thank you for listening to today's Deacon 5 Reflection. I encourage you to visit the Deacon 5 website to explore more of our reflections, learn more about the deacons who share these reflections, and find other ways to deepen your daily walk of faith as a follower of Jesus. May God's peace fill your heart to overflowing.